really wanna see you. I really wanna be with you. I really wanna see you, Lord. But it takes so long, my love, my sweet Lord. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. I really wanna know you. I really wanna go with you. I really wanna show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah,
my sweet Lord.
Hallelujah,
oh my Lord.
Hallelujah,
my sweet Lord.
Hallelujah,
I really wanna see.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Mr. George Harrison sings.
A pirate's life for me. All my friends are pirates and the same the BBC. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out of your skull and crossbones and run it up your mast. With yo ho ho and a ha ha de ki ha ha. Yo ho ho and a ha ha de yo yo yo. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. Oh, get out of your skull and crossbones, run it up your mast. All together I like to be a pirate, a pirate's life for me. And all my friends are pirates and sail the BBC. Got a Jolly Roger in the black and white sand. So get out of your skull and crossbones, run it up your mast.
So we're celebrating George Harrison today, and my guests are Ian Kennedy and Mark Guerrero. And before the news, we went up to the news with Billy Preston doing his version of My Sweet Lord at the George Harrison tribute concert. And Ian, what was that? No.
Well, Billy Preston was somebody that George worked with, well, from the Beatle days, of course, as we know, the Let It Be album, and right through his solo career. Billy, who sadly passed away just a few days ago, I think it was, Spencer, wasn't it? And,
yeah.
He was a played on the concert for George as well at the Royal Albert Hall, and, close confidant of George, and, somebody who played on, I think, most of his albums.
Yeah, and played with a lot of solo Beatles as well.
That's right. Know, and he also recorded, as we heard there, My Sweet Lord, I think in his early, solo albums,
Yes, I think he actually recorded it before George,
he
actually.
Did, I think, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Right, and after the news, we had a sort of parody.
Well, George, as you know, had this great sense of humour, and he loved the Monty Python team, and in fact, as we know, with handmade films, he financed The Life of Brian, and he was big pals with all the Monty Python team, Eric Idle in particular, and that came from Rutland Weekend Television, 1975, and it just shows you that George was quite happy to send himself up, really. There he is doing, you know, obviously My Sweet Lord to the tune of the Pirate Song with his own lyrics on that as well.
Right, well, we picked another track now. You picked one called Dark Sweet Lady from an album just called George Harrison.
Just called George Harrison. This is 1979. This is a nice, very soft ballad, but it's interesting because it has a bit of Spanish guitar, which is not something that you often associate with George Harrison.
Golf crazy, and this Sunday Daybreak comes live from Hoylake. I'm Wayne Clark, and I'll be presenting the programme from 6 in the morning till 8:30, live from Hoylake Chapel, just by Hoylake Railway Station. Come along and say hello. We'll have guests who reflect the church and faith communities within Hoylake and Wirral, and a little bit of golf thrown in. That's Daybreak, live from Hoylake this Sunday from 6 o'clock.
Daybreak with Wayne Clark, Religious Broadcaster of the Year, 2006.
Thanks, Wayne. And you can hear Mark tuning up there, ready for another song. In fact, Mark said, which of these two shall I do? And I said, well, you can do both of them. I've only come 10 miles to do this show. You've come 5,000. So, Mark, what are you going to do first?
Well, I'm going to do one of my rockers. I'm going to do, as I mentioned, I'm going to do two of my own original rock and roll songs at the Cavern tomorrow. And this is one of them. It's called Meet Me on the Other Side. And it's kind of funny because it's, you know, it's got these mystical overtones, but it also has the simplicity of a rock lyric mixed in. And it was sort of inspired by Jerry Lee Lewis's style. Okay, so it's... Come on, baby, meet me on the other side, where we are ain't nowhere, there's no place to hide. Meet me on the shore of another world, send me into orbit, baby, be my girl. Hop in my jalopy and we'll go for a ride. Come on, baby, meet me on the other side. Come on, baby, meet me in my destiny. Wear a tight sweater and some pumps for me. I'll be on the corner in my shades and jeans, standing with some rock and roll kings and queens. Jump into my jet and get ready to fly. Come on, baby, meet me on the other side. Baby, kiss and hug and snuggle up with me. You take my breath away and make me weak in the knee. You're my ever-loving, walking, breathing fantasy. You make me shake and shiver, but you know that I'll deliver, honey. You know I love you, baby, we were meant to be. You're my better half, it's plain to see. Meet me in a place that time forgot. You can do anything, but forget me not. Sail in my ship and we'll turn the tide. Come on, baby, meet me on the other side.
Oh, great. That'll sound really good. It sounds good with a single guitar, so it'll sound great with a band tomorrow night, Mark.
Fire,
and we'll hear your other rock in a few minutes' time. But let's deal with cover versions of George Harrison now, and the most famous one, I suppose, is Something's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he did that a couple of times at least. Well, quite often, I think, on stage. I think he erroneously, as we were talking while the last record was on, that he I think initially he said it was a Lennon and McCartney song, which I suppose underlines how George was underrated as a songwriter, because people, you know, such a great song could only have been Lennon and McCartney, when actually it was George Harrison. But of course, he put that right later on.
I actually think, although there are a lot of faults with Sinatra's version, I actually think it works well in one respect, in that Something in the Way She Woos Me is a very, very old-fashioned sort of line.
Yes, it is.
Nobody of his generation would say, I'm going to woo someone, but Sinatra's generation would, so it works well with him. It perhaps shows his love of 30s and 40s songs that he's put that in.
Yeah, and there are two standout versions for me. One of them is obviously Frank Sinatra. Also, Shirley Bassey's made that song very much... you know, one of her standards on stage as well, which I thought was very good. But Frank, you can't beat.
And of course, with his Stick Around Jack, he added a little Vegas thing to it.
Yes, indeed. I actually saw the Frank Sinatra show in London this week at the London Palladium. Have you heard about this show?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, and they've got film of Frank, and they've taken all the backing off and add new backing and dancers and everything. So you have the big screen with Sinatra and everyone dancing around him. But sadly, there isn't a version of Something there. But a very good show indeed, really intriguing. Anyway, let's hear Frank Sinatra with Something.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos me. Don't want to leave her now. Better believe than how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't want to leave her now. better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack. It might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I don't wanna leave her now. Better believe and how. But you hang around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows me. And all I gotta do is just think of her. Something in those things that she shows me. Don't want to leave her now. Better believe and how. I don't plan to leave her.
Call us on a weekday by picking up the phone or email by computer anytime from your home. We'll pick up your inquiry or promote what you do. We champion local causes, get results for you. We did try and rhyme 0151 794-0984 and our email ateam@bbc.co.uk. But hey, we can't do everything on the A-Team. We're with you Monday to Friday on BBC Radio Merseyside 95.8.
I live for you. it for you.
That's a track that most of you, I don't think, will have heard. George Harrison, I Live For You.
It's a lovely track, that. And that was originally earmarked for the All Things Must Pass, you know, George's first major solo album in 1970. But it wasn't finished at the time, and George wasn't quite happy with the way it sounded, so it was left off the original album. But they brought out in, I think it was 2000, a reissue of the All Things Must Pass album with some bonus tracks on it. And George decided that Pete Drake, who plays that fantastic pedal steel guitar on that track, had sadly passed away, and he felt that his family deserved to hear Pete Drake playing that pedal steel guitar, so he decided to brush up the old track and reissue it, and I'm really glad that he did, because it's just a wonderful sound.
Indeed, and it's much better than some of the tracks that are on the original All Things Must Pass.
Well, quite what state it was in originally, we don't know, whether they really got as far as obviously they wanted to, but it was obviously a hidden gem, hidden for many years.
Great, well, thanks for that. And before that, we played Frank Sinatra with his version of Something, which had an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Right, I'm back to Mark now, and one of his songs, well, the song you mentioned in the first half, I think.
Yes, and what's a great thing here for me is, being such a Beatle fan, you know, I first heard about Chan Romero years and years ago because the Beatles used to play his Hippie Hippie Shake. And so years and years later, I met Chan, he became a friend, and I wound up writing a song that he recorded. So by proxy, it's like, hey, the Beatles did a song he did, he recorded a song I did. So that's about as close to the Beatles as I'm getting, aside from being in Liverpool.
Tell me, you're often meeting Chan Romero and working with Trini Lopez. Why don't you get them over in Liverpool?
I'm trying. I've got to find a promoter that's interested. You know, I'd love to. It'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey, I'd love to get Chan here. He's never played here. He's played in London and other English cities, but not Liverpool.
Ah, it'd be great if you did. Okay, well, keep trying. What now?
Okay, well, so this is a song I wrote for Chan, and he recorded it on his latest album, which is soon to be released. And I wrote it with him in mind, and it's called Rockin' Like There's No Tomorrow.
We haven't got a minute to waste. We're running in the human race. The doomsday clock is running down. Hands are turning round and round. Things are going out of whack. I'm jumping like a heart attack. It's time for us to take control. We're gonna let the good times roll, yeah. Cause we're rocking like there's no tomorrow. Rocking like there's no tomorrow. We're gonna blow away the pain and sorrow. Rocking like there's no tomorrow. Time we can't steal or borrow. Cause we're rocking like there's no tomorrow. I haven't got a moment to lose. I'm putting on my running shoes. I'm heading for my baby's place. I can't wait to see her face. She's gonna be dressed to kill. I know I'm gonna get my thrill. We're gonna get down all day. We're gonna dance the night away, yeah. Cause we're rocking like there's no tomorrow. Rocking like there's no tomorrow. We're gonna blow away the pain and sorrow. Rocking like there's no tomorrow. Time we can't steal or borrow. Cause we're rocking like there's no tomorrow.
By all the rules, brainwashed by our leaders, by our kings and queens, brainwashed in the open and brainwashed behind the scenes.
God, God, God.
Our voice cries in the wilderness.
God, God, God.
It was on the longest night.
God, God, God.
An eternity of darkness.
God, God, God.
Someone turned out the spiritual light. By the Nikkei, I'm brainwashed by Dow Jones, brainwashed by the FTSE, NASDAQ and secure loans, brainwashed us from Brussels, brainwashing us in Bonn, brainwashing us in Washington, Westminster in London.
God, God, God,
you are the wisdom that we seek.
God, God, God,
the lover that we miss.
God, God, God,
your nature is eternity.
Parvati Pataye Hara Hara Mahadev. Nama Parvati Pataye Hara Hara. Nama Parvati Pataye Hara Hara. Shiva. Shiva Shiva Shankar Mahadeva. Hara 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 Mahadeva. Shiva Shiva Shankar Mahadeva.
An immense number of influences on that, Ian.
All over the place, yeah. It's the vocal is very distinctive, I think. When we were listening to that, you mentioned it sounded like Bob Dylan from the 60s, but there's quite an exasperated sound. Mm-hmm. And typical of many of the songs that George wrote throughout his career, which had a bit of social comment in there. He's blaming the ills of the world on more or less every organisation you can think of in that track.
And the media in particular.
Particularly, yes. Mobile phones, satellites, the works in that one. But very funny lyrics, I think.
Yeah, and he knew they were funny too.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. But it works, and it's a really strong, as I say, exasperated vocal. Very distinctive, actually, quite different from anything you might have heard from George Harrison.
Yeah. Now, when you came in the programme a couple of years ago, Mark, you talked about your father, who was still alive at the time, and he's passed away since, and there have been glowing tribute to him, and he really was one of the founders of sort of Mexican music, wasn't he?
Well, Mexican-American music, and that's the distinction, because, you know, his parents were born in Mexico. He was born in Tucson, Arizona, and so he is a Mexican-American, or as we call it, Chicano. And so he is considered like the father of Chicano music, because he sort of pioneered doing rock and roll in Spanish and doing bilingual things and just creating really a genre. And so he's very well known in the Chicano community and in Mexico as well, in Latin America.
Yeah, we haven't said his name, actually.
Lalo Guerrero.
Yeah, and there are lots of, if you go into Amazon, you find his CDs and things.
Right? Well, it's hard to find his stuff available. It's really hard to find. You can get it through me, but yeah, it's very hard to find.
So you've got things on your website, have you?
Absolutely, yeah. MarkGuerrero.com, MarkGuerrero.com. Mm. And I've got stuff about my career, my dad, and Chicano music in general.
Yeah. And can you do a favorite song of your father's?
Yes. And as you mentioned, I would like to say he did pass away about a year and a half ago at age 88. Here's one that he wrote that's an example of, it's hard to say what genre it is. Today it might be called salsa. It's kind of like a cumbia, but not quite. But what was unique about it was a very Latin style, but the lyric was about boogie-woogie and swing and how it was coming into the culture, you know?
Carnal Cunga se ha abusado, ya los tiempos han cambiado. Usted estás muy aguitado, estás pute atravesado. Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie chitterbug. Pero eso ya torció, y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chuncos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Cada sábado en la noche yo me voy a borlotear con mi linda pachucona, las caderas a meñar. Ella le hace muy de aquella cuando empieza a guarachar. Al compás de los timbales yo me siento petatear. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Very nice.
Excellent. Yeah.
It's basically kind of saying that the cool dudes of today, which was like in 1949, now they don't like to just dance to the Latin stuff. They like swing, boogie-woogie, mm-hmm. and all these other forms.
You know. Yeah. Very similar, it reminded me of some of the stuff that Serge Gainsbourg writes in French, where he puts a lot of English phrases in there. So you get the mixture of the two, right. and that was like that, really. Worked out really well.
Yeah.
Right, Ian, back to George Harrison, or not quite George Harrison.
No, a couple of lads from the Northeast, and this is a good story again. Bob Purvis and Bill Elliott were a vocal duo called Splinter. And they were, I think, discovered by Mal Evans, the Beatles' old road manager. And they were brought in to record a song called Lonely Man, which I think we're going to hear, which was a song on the film Little Malcolm and His Battle Against the Eunuchs, I think it was called. It's another film I haven't seen, by the way. And George took them under his wing and brought them down to Friar Park. He produced a couple of albums for them, and really nice vocal duo, and came up with some really good stuff. And this is an example, Lonely Man.
Thank you.
So, two cover versions there in.
Yeah, Jackie Lomax. I've got a version of George doing that as well. It's obviously a George Harrison song, but that's a great version from Jackie Lomax. I really like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Jackie Lomax live?
I haven't, no.
Oh, well, you'll be able to soon because he's coming to the Beatles convention.
So he'll be
at the, I'm not sure whether he's playing the Cavern or not, but he'll certainly be in that area around the end of August.
Great.
Right. And Mark, do you want to do another song?
Well,
we're working you hard tonight, but you're so good.
Well, thank you.
In fact, you're the first live musician in this new studio.
Maybe you could put a little plaque up, or at least a little sticker. How about a little sticker?
Yeah.
Mark was here first. Okay, I can do a little bit of Back in the USSR.
Okay.
Interesting. Let's see.
Well, I flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paper bag was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. Don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR. Been away so long I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it for tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. Don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR. The Ukraine girls really knock me out. They leave the West behind. Moscow girls make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always on my mind. Show me round the snow peak mountains way down south. Take me to your daddy's farm. Let me hear your ballad like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. Don't know how lucky you are, boys. Back in the USSR. Let me hear you, honey.
And thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you for having me, Spencer.
Good luck with your show at the Cavern tomorrow night.
All right, can I mention the band members of this?
Yep, certainly.
Okay, I'll be playing with Wheels on Fire. These fine musicians from Liverpool will be playing with me. Artie Davies on drums. Richie Ballard on bass. George Eccles on rhythm guitar. Phil Ford on some slide guitar. And Frank Hopley on keyboard.
Right, and just give people your website again.
MarkGuerrero.com or .net, they both work. www.markguerrero.com.
Right, and I know there's lots of things on there. It's a very, very good website.
And including
indeed.
My Liverpool stories, my last one and this one will be on there.
Right, well, let's return to George Harrison and the way we started, really, George Harrison and Jeff Lynne.
Yes, that's where we came in. You mentioned and Sly Guitar, of course, and Jeff Lynne came out with a solo album, Armchair Theatre, around about 1990, and George Harrison contributed quite a bit to that album. And on this particular track, the old standard Stormy Weather, if you want an example of George Harrison's slide guitar at its very best, I think this is one of the examples.
Stormy weather since my girl and I ended together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bad. Seem to get myself together. I'm weary all the time. Oh yeah. Since she went away, the blues walked in and met me. The blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, all rock and tell will get me. All I do is pray. The Lord will let me walk in the sun once more.
Well, Ian, I think
that's nice. That,
yes, lovely, and I think you've shown today that if you collect George Harrison, there's actually a lot to ferret out and get.
There is. I mean, some of the album tracks that not just that we've, I think in the main here, sort of skirted around the sort of the really big hits, the My Sweet Lords, mm-hmm. and we've touched on some of the lesser known songs, hopefully, and if it invigorates a bit of interest, then that'd be great.
Great. Well, thanks very much for coming in today. What are we going out with?
Well, we mentioned Smokey Robinson earlier on, and you played Pure Smokey from one of George's albums. Well, this was the other one, also a tribute to Smokey Robinson. And to go with Smokey's Ooh Baby Baby, this is Ooh Baby You Know That I Love You by George Harrison.
Okay, well, Ian and Mark, thanks very much for coming in today. Next week on the programme, I'm going to be talking to Trevor Dann. He was the head of Radio 1, he organised a Live Aid broadcast, and he's written a biography of Nick Drake, so pretty good CV for him there. And this is George Harrison and Oh Baby. So that's George Harrison with his tribute to Smokey Robinson. And James, you got any Smokey Robinson in the show tonight?
No Smokey tonight, but we're going to try to compliment what you've been playing anyway, Spencer, right?
Okay, look forward to it.
You got some stuff from Arrow coming up in just a little bit. We'll do some Luther Vandross, a little bit of Positive Force, and take you back in time to 1979 with some Betty Wright. So stay ready, babies.